Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, where we're standing on the promises of the Lord, standing interceding and praying and holding fast to His Word and thanking God for all His great and mighty acts and for thanking Him for renewed mercies and thanking Him for grace, for an opportunity to stand in the gap for others that are maybe challenged or going through various situations, those that need encouragement, those that need salvation, those, glory to God, that are just in a place, glory to God, just trying to decide which direction to go. We just praise God for so many mighty works that He's done already and the things that He's yet to do. We bless the Lord that He is our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. He's the over alone. Our God of peace, He give us that peace that pass all understanding. When others may be pulling their hairs out because of the challenges of various situations they're in, He can give us that peace that pass that understanding where they can't even comprehend because of He that lives on the inside of us. He's our anchor. He's our rock, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. He said if we keep our minds steadfast on them, that's how we can keep that peace. And God knows there will be times we'll be challenged and so forth, but He knows how to bless us when we cast the cares back to Him. We welcome you again to Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and thanking Him, hallelujah, for another opportunity to be used for His glory, to encourage, to be in a place, glory to God, of repentance, to be in a place, glory to God, where He can get the glory out of our lives. The more will we surrender, the more and more His will shall be done in us as we walk in submission and obedience to Him. Thinking about this song that says, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh my goodness, see, I forgot. Just that quickness, next other words. But nevertheless, we come in His presence to give Him glory and praise and honor in the name of Jesus. And He said if we abide in Him and His word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So we thank God, praise the Lord. Oh, I see some of the prayer warriors have finally come on. So we can go ahead and prepare now, glory to God, to get ready for this exciting ride we're getting ready to have. Glory to God, getting off the helicopter, getting on airplane, getting ready to get on the 747. Then we're going to get on the Concorde. Hallelujah. Higher and higher as the rounds go. Praise the Lord. As we spoke last week saying, everybody be ready. Be ready for whatever God's going to bless this day. Praise the Lord. So Isaiah 40:31 says, but those that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God, not be weary. Waiting on the Lord. Oh, good, that's a little note I'm going to put on the side there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. And we're going to be waiting with expectations. Glory to God. Amen. Wow, being able, glory to God, to look forward with anticipation of God's moving our life on a daily basis, but even so this night, amen, amen. That's why it's so important to be anchored in the Lord, have a relationship, stay in the Word, let the Word, glory to God, bubble up out of our spirit so we can be at a moment's notice, be ye ready. Praise the Lord. So I know you all are fired up tonight, ready, glory to God, to give glory to that exhortation of all that ministering word, glory to God, for each one for 15 minutes with some fire. Praise the Lord. I want to hear your responses while you're excited. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? Y'all don't want to answer now. All the lines open.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ready, ready, ready.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking about going first, but you know what? I'm going to step back and pray, and then I'm going to call your names in random. And you know all that God has already put in you all, spirit, I'm saying this is a time for even really, not really a test, but a time, glory to God, to just rejoice and give God his glory. And whatever message God has blessed me to say some things, glory to God, in my, came out of my spirit about, okay, I know the Lord blessed with Mother Alexander, always talking about us for us being anchored and know who we are in the Lord, praise the Lord, along with some healing. So you'll be bringing out something out of your spirit out of that. Brother Black, a lot of times, will talk about the patriarchs and matriarchs and pray a lot of times, glory to God, for various people and across the nation, across the land. So you'll bring out something out of your spirit or some of the word, glory to God, to encourage. You have a couple of minutes just to say a prayer, but we want to hear a word. Then I know Mother McCormick, she talks about coming before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And also talking about compassion and the compassion that she have a lot, talking about the various things over to God in the of people's heart to be open to the Lord. So Mother Willette talks a lot of times about faith and out of Mark and how the Lord bless and being anchored. So we're gonna bless the Lord for something. All of us gonna tie in, all of us with faith gonna come in there. But that's just something over to God. He deals with her a lot. So right now, we're going to start off with the first woman of God that I heard. That's not the first one that came on, but the first voice that I heard was Mother Alexander. So after I finish praying, we're going to hear Mother Alexander. We're going to hear, glory to God, Brother Black. Then we're going to hear Mother McCormick. Then we're going to have Mother Willette. And if Pastor Bird comes on, definitely we're going to hear her. Praise God. In between there, now I might step in and say something in between minds. But right now, I started out saying I was gonna go first, but then I got to quick it in. I'm not gonna go that direction. And plus, I need to catch a moment to catch my whatever. I almost ran into my time coming in here. Glory to God. Almost missed the time coming in here because I got delayed and forgot. Wait a minute, how close I am for the time that I was supposed to be in place maybe 30 minutes ago, so I can be, you know, calm and not so excited. Good to be excited about the Lord, but in this kind of excitement that I have is like a overwhelming kind of push over to God because I'm not in my place when I was supposed to be, but I'm still excited about Jesus. And also we had to go around the building because one of the elevators on this side, so we got to ride all the way around the other side inside. Come back, go back on the second floor, go all back around the other side of the building to come right back to the apartment. So been on a little roller coaster there for a little bit, but still yet we're here, and we're still on time, regardless of the press. So I just bless the Lord. Just excited all the time about Jesus. And sometimes some maybe say I'm too excited, but I want to stay excited because I don't want to be one of those ones depressed, oppressed. We got enough going on in life to cause us, glory to God, to be distracted, to have those times of depression, oppression, suppression, or whatever. But because of he that's bubbling up on the inside through the Holy Spirit, through that wells of living water, and when we think of his goodness and all that he already suffered and died and went through on our behalf while we were yet sinners, and he still sacrificed, we ought to be able to press through some things and not allow every little big thing to happen. But we do have those moments. Because just even coming in or even before then, sometimes just bless, and she is blessed, granddaughter of mine. She's a sweet young lady, intelligent, but don't have those moments. Lordy, have mercy, thank you, Jesus. But in the meantime, so we going to have our tests through all kinds of different things, but when we look at the big picture, it's a blessing. And even the ones sometimes that have challenges, like they have children have challenges with their parents, grandparents, and others too, but when you still got a good relationship and you can turn back around and have that little point where that happens and then still be able to come back right back on the same sheet of music, that's a blessing. Amen. Praise God. So in the meantime, with all the excitement that's in me right now, we're going to tune in right now to really back into the things of God. We're not saying that's not a part of it because that's his mercy and his grace and his blessings. And for him to go right, give us that love and the understanding and being able to have peace and being able to reason, be able to get to a place no matter if it's a child. If you need to apologize and you made an error, no pride be in the way, okay, then all right, then you just forgive me for me being overbearing of me, glory to God, speaking a little bit glory to God, in a point of agitation or aggravation. So we got to be in a place no matter who it is. Don't let pride get in the way that we can't apologize to our children, our family, the husband, the wife, the neighbor, the whoever. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. Bless God. But in the meantime, praise God. Father, as we come in your presence today, come with expectation. Come glorifying. Come magnifying. Come with a spirit of with excitement. Glory to God. Thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done and about to do and have done. Even in the midst of these challenges with these knees and glory to God, other things that are going on. God, you are still God. Even in the midst of the challenges that people are going through, glory to God, through heartache and disappointment and during this time, glory to God, of Christmas and the holidays or even Thanksgiving, people are, glory to God, being depressed, oppressed, suppressed. God, we pray for them. We pray, glory to God, they're find a way, glory to God, those that are believers, glory to God, that keep casting those cares back upon the Lord. The other ones, glory to God, that don't know you in the part of their sins, God, we are praying for help for them too, God, that they can look, glory to God, to some help from you, and also if they need to reach out to for professional help or whatever, but we're just praying for them, God, that they won't allow the times and what they went through or whether it's a time, glory to God, lost of loved ones or it's a time, glory to God, lost don't necessarily mean death all the time, be a breakup, it could be a relationship, glory to God, divorce, it could be all kinds of things, it could be a child left home, it could be any kind of thing that makes them feel lonely or feel, glory, inadequate or feel, glory to God, hallelujah, out of place. God bless, touch, heal, deliver. Bind up suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Bind up the forces of evil with all these evil voices that are coming, go back to people's minds for them to do all kind of hideous crimes, glory to God, right about now. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment, Satan. Name of Jesus. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God, for those that are hungry, glory to God, and don't have food and clothing and shelter, even at this time, God. We are praying and thank you for the shelters and the charities and others. And even if you put something on our hearts, God, for to do for others, God, besides prayer, Lord, prayer go places that we can't, but it's also faith without works is dead. Things that you want us to do, help us to submit and be obedient to that too as well. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are marvelous and wonderful and awesome. Without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. Thank you for, glory to God, for the power of forgiveness. Forgive us for every offense against your word. Thank you for these, your people, and these, glory to God, prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for a place to be able, glory to God, to have freedom to be able to worship you and glorify you in this United States of America. May have some challenges here, maybe some things, but it's so much to still be thankful in this America, even in the midst of the prejudice and other stuff that's going on and the crime. God, we thank you. It's so many things that are going on that's not right, but it's so many things, glory to God, that people are still trying to influx of coming in because they're trying to run away from all the hardship of the places that they've been. So God, help us to appreciate. But we pray for a change. We pray for deliverance. And we pray, glory to God, for you to have your way in the name of Jesus in the midst of us. Pray for our president. Pray, glory to God, for, glory to God, all of those that are in authority, even over in this nation, as well as we pray for our leaders in the body of Christ and some changes in the body of Christ for healing to take place, deliverance, and for people to repent and come back to you. We love you. Help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And as we already said, our scripture reading, glory to God, came out of Isaiah 40 and 31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to open our lines for none other than the woman of God, as the Lord bless her for her 15 minutes. Bless the Lord of sharing what God has placed in her spirit. Once she's say a minute or two of prayer, just to open up, glory to God, if God give her that way. If not, we're just going to pray, glory to God, that she will share the word that's in her spirit to encourage the body of Christ, or either bring awareness, glory to God, and sometimes, glory to God, you'll bring it to a place that we have to come in alignment in the name of Jesus. He'll send a warning. So at this time, we're going to receive none other than Mother Alexander and the time frame we have now. If she's starting at, we have to look at my other clock. It is, we'll say it's 8:15, and then she got 15 minutes from now. If she finished before 18:15, then praise God. That's her 15 minutes. 8:15, should be 8:30 when she finished. All righty, Mother.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. For you are the only living God, and you are the God that created all. Now, what the Lord had gave me, which is always the same thing I stand on, believe him. Believe God, no matter what it looks like. Believe God for what you asking him for. And the main thing that we must always believe and know is that God don't make mistakes, baby. We might made mistakes. A lot of us end up saying one thing, and then push come to shove, we change our mind or change our mouth. But God don't change. God said it, and if you be patient, stand faithful, believe that with him all things is possible. Whatever is coming against you, whatever, you can change it because of your belief. You believe it, and that's what brings it to change. Remember what the Lord said with the centurion. Now, that was his servant, but he cares for that man. And that was in Luke. He cares for him. What did God say? Great faith. That was the way today that we feel against one another because of this COVID business. Some of us seems to forget what it is to love, what it is to stand faithful. I don't care what goes on with your body. Put your faith in God, man. And when you go before the Lord, you tell the Lord what you want. Because God said in his heart, he will give you the desire of your heart. But a lot of time people say something, and oh, well, it didn't happen. I said, baby, it don't not have to do with God. It has to do with you. Something you is not doing right. Get it straight, and you'll see what you ask for come forth. With a sickness, no matter what it is, but it's your faith in him going to knock that stuff out the enemy hands. Because God don't withhold nothing good from us now. Anytime you see things coming against us like that, that's none but the enemy. But we have the authority and the dominion. And remember, you have to know who you are in Christ. If you're a child of God, baby, I don't care how turned upside down this world is going to be. I'm going to stand because my Father never failed. And he will not fail you. Better yet, he won't even put you to shame. Because that's his word. That's his word, baby. He said, if you believe in him, and that means, baby, you got to know the Lord, not just speaking by throwing out word. You better live the life, baby, and know who you are. And know that when you said, I am going to stand, even if the earthquake is moving, you must believe in your heart. Know that God have me in his hand. I don't care how much come around me, you can't touch me. Why? God have me in his hand. And the edge that he put around me, who can break that edge? Who can? You got to know who you are, and you got to know that you can stand on the word of God, that he will not fail you. And one thing goes on today in this world and this situation that's going on in the world that seems like a lot of the body of Christ seems to forget the authority and the dominion that was given to us. We're running. We don't even want to talk to the sister. Don't even want to come by the sister. I believe if a sister falling out there in the street, oh, there's so fear. Oh, it's good. Call it some Kodak. COVID is stronger than the word of God, baby. And when we come to realize who we are in Jesus Christ and to know that we know that his word said, faith is what will move that mountain for you. Because God even tell, what did he tell the centurion? He said, no faith. He said, great faith. Great faith. Even the lady that touches garment, what did he say? Your faith. How many times must our Heavenly Father tell us in the word? Is our faith in action going to turn the wheels, baby? Our faith in action. I was at church there, and God used that pastor so great, man. And people don't realize. Hope in your eyes, baby. Hope in your eyes. When a woman of God or a man of God is speaking, you better recognize who is standing up there speaking. But there's so much happened in this world today. And the body of Christ seems to forget that they have authority over this situation. They have authority to stand boldly and proclaim the word of God, because God will not put you to shame. And one good thing is that we know, as daughters of the living God and as sons of the living God, we know that he will not put us to fail. And in other words, he would not put us to shame, and he would not fail us. The same way he said in his word, be good courage. Don't be afraid, but be of good courage. I'll not leave you and I'll not forsake you. And God promises never fail, baby. God promises never fail. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. We have to open our eyes and see that a lot of stuff, that even sickness and disease that coming against the body, is not by spirit getting in those foul spirit going disease to the body. We got to learn to speak against it in the name of Jesus and cast it back. Because God tell us, he bear our sickness, our diseases. And we all knows that. If you know the word of God, if you take up your Bible and read your Bible, you go to Isaiah, and it's been said twice that he was wounded. Not that you was wounded, baby. He was wounded. Your stripe, he take on his back. He did it all for us. That's why we have authority and power when we believe in God. To no matter what's going on with a sister, you care for that sister, baby. You're not going to stand there and see that sister suffering and you don't do nothing, because God is whipping on your heart. Wake up, wake up. Do something, because he know we can do it. We don't have to be afraid when we know who we are in Christ Jesus. When we know that he paid a price for us. When we know that when we call on him, baby, no matter what dark water look like, God can clear up that water so we can see our way through. It doesn't matter what goes on. It doesn't matter who want to talk about you. It doesn't matter what anyone want to say. The only thing matter, you stand and you take authority of what's going on, because God is in charge. A lot of time we make mistake by looking at the person, and I can this and I can that. Baby, you don't have to fuss and worry, but you can remember who you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, I see this. Because one thing the word of God tells us, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And then to top these things off, he didn't put us in a way that we cannot understand ignorance. No. God opened doors for us. God let us know this is how it is. If you abide in me, my word abide in you. That means you get that word every day in you, baby, every day, every day, every day. And the word is just what it says. It's heal that body, baby. The word of God is healing. But we have authority and dominion to stand against the foul spirit. We have authority and dominion to know that we know that faith is the key for everything we do. Believe him. Stand by faith and be immovable. And one thing we got to understand is that God gave us that power and authority over the works of the enemy. Because whatever come against to make our joy slap or take our peace is not God, baby. He's the enemy. Then you rise up and start doing what you know you're supposed to do. Cry out to God. Sing song. Praise his name. Dance to the glory of God. Don't stand there and give the enemy by crying and pying. No. Let him know who you are, baby, because God did not tell us we're supposed to fall down and surrender to the enemy. No, no, no. He didn't suffer for us to do that. He suffered for us to stand faithful. And I thank God for who I am in Christ Jesus. And I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Because only God, baby, only God can keep us. And only God will bring us through anything here unhurt. There is nothing here unhurt that God cannot move you from and keep you sure around, your shelter around you. But you got to believe him, and you got to remember faith is the key. I don't care how it look, it's your faith in God. Tornado coming, your faith in God going, Lord, I rebuke this. I will not accept this. This is not what my Father says coming to me. And I claim the victory, and then you take your position and stand. God never put you to shame, never fail you. And we have so much things in the Word of God shows the faith, how a forefather stand. Faith, only faith, baby, because you believe him. You believe him. No matter what nobody say, you don't shake, you don't move. You believe God. Even to help someone else in a different country, all you got to do, baby, is believe. Believe. I hurt for the sister, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to change that situation. But you believe is the only thing going to get it changed. And faith that God here and it got to come. I thank God for mercy and grace. Thank God for the head of the prayer line. Thank God for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in the prayer line. And those that I know, those that I don't know that is listening. I praise the living God. And continue to ask the Lord to watch over you and give you that strength. To no matter what it look like, believe God. In Jesus' name. That's all was given to me today to save, Pastor Hubbard. Amen.
That's a blessing there. Praise God. We're hot off the press. Amen. Now we're waiting, glory to God, for none other than Minister Black. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Where did he go? Did he drop off? Well, then, Mother McCormick, I don't know what happened to Brothers Black, but he's not on. Okay. Oh, I thought Mother McCormick was on. Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. Let me move back and see. I'm trying to hit open Sister Rachel's line, thinking it was Brother Okay, let me move and see if Brother Black did come back on before I do that. Oh, there he is. Okay.
You must have Can you hear off. Me? Can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, you dropped off and must have came back on because your number was up higher than that.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I couldn't hear you anymore, so I just hung up quickly and came back on.
Oh, okay then. All righty. You go ahead on, and then we'll get Mother McCormick after. For those that came on later, we're doing Hot Off the Press with the Prayer Warriors tonight. Praise the Lord. So the next one, praise God, after you, Brother Black, will be Mother McCormick and then Mother Willette. I'm trying to find out whether check just before you come in. Oh, Pastor Bird is there. Well, let's see, it's still early yet. I might switch that up a little bit. Let's let Brother Black go forward. I may switch it up a little bit because she may have to get off the line a little bit early. But anyway, you go ahead on forward. Now we hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you, my brother.
Amen. This is a song that came to my heart. Thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Took me all the way. If it had not been for you, I don't know what I'd do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Amen. Father,
praise
we just
God.
Thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. Lord, we thank you for another day we've never seen before. And you took us throughout the day, God, because of your grace, something that a human being can't ever earn, can't ever deserve. But it's only because of your grace you gave it, whether we liked it or not. You gave it because you loved us first. Hallelujah. You sent your son to die on the cross for us because you so loved the world. Yet while we were sinners, you died for us, God, and we just thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We don't take it for granted, God. Hallelujah. You gave us a way of escape. As long as we follow that way, we have nothing to fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God, now you give me, fill my stomach, fill my mouth, Lord, with words, Lord, of fire. Only you can fill. And Father God, and for your people are right now, word God. Oh, ah, yay, my sake, Kate. I feel my belly being filled right now. God, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I feel my belly just churning. Like, you know how you stir that hot butter in a large barrel with your, with something like a pole and a cloth, and you're just churning it and churning it, they call. But I, in my heart, that I just thank God because I'm 55 now, and all these years I've come to a point that I just trust God. I just trust God in situations. If, for an example, if it, here's my illustration. If a mother have the first child, some mothers can be overprotective. Because, you know, it's the first child. That's understandable. Won't let the child go too far or do too much, even when you get older. Because there's some things that she doesn't know yet. You know, there's some grounds that haven't been broken yet in their lives and her lives as a mother. And, you know, but when she have the second child, she's going to be a little more lenient and a little more calm because all those thoughts that went through her head with the first child, it never happened. So she's not thinking about those thoughts with the second child. If she has seven children, by the time the seventh child comes, oh, no, that child just going to have to cry. That child will be all right. Many times the mother say, oh, that baby will be all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that baby, because now she knows. She fully understands. Ain't nothing wrong with that baby. That baby just want to get out the crib, maybe sleepy or hungry. I'll feed you. But, you know, but it took that experience to know about the children, about the welfare of a child's life. And it took all these years for me just, you know, instead of arguing or murmuring and complaining, it took all these years when the situation comes, I gave it to Jesus. There's nothing I can do. I don't even feel a certain way in many situations now. Ain't even mad anymore. I gave it to Jesus. I can't feel any way because I don't have that problem anymore because I turned it over to Jesus. And I just thank God for that. I thank God. I'm learning to trust him. I'm learning to just relax and just go about the day, just giving God the glory anyhow. I don't care what happens, just giving God the glory because he deserves it. And he's the only one that'll bring us out. He's the only one that'll bring us through. But we always look to the hills from whence cometh our help. He's our maker. He's our keeper. He's our redeemer. He knows it all when we don't know anything at all. I thank God because of that. I thank God we have a shepherd who does not lie. He is the truth. The word said, I hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against him. I memorize his word in my heart that I might not sin against him. And I love it. He fills us with the Holy Spirit, because when we're in situations, we could be quiet, and the Holy Spirit will just speak and tell you what to do. I love that. Come on, there is no God like our God. There is no rock like our rock. Amen. He warns us. He blesses us. He instructs us. He tells us where to go. He tells us where not to go. He gives us an insight that a Bible college couldn't give us, because he gives us his revelation. He revealed his personal knowledge to us, where we can't get that type of knowledge from this earth. It only comes from his kingdom. It only comes from him supernaturally. Amen. And whoever's filled with the Holy Ghost gets that knowledge, gets that revelation. Hallelujah. He's the one that gives us his wisdom, not an earthly wisdom, heavenly wisdom, a heavenly understanding. Amen. What seems so complicated to man, God will just speak a word or sentence or just show us something, and he'll connect the dots in our lives so quick, and he'll show us. He'll show us how he did it. Wow. And if you ever lost something, you ever want to know something, all we have to do is ask. Wow. Many times we hear the word of God, and so many people reject them. Everybody think they know everything, and they got it going on, and they got it all together, especially the rich. Because they think money is their God. And if I got money, I can, that's the problem to all things. But I tell you what, money can't get cancer out of people's lives. Money, see, somebody, I can say if something is happening, I can say, Jesus! And something to happen. But a rich man can't say money, because ain't nothing gonna happen. I remember in the Bible, Paul was walking, and a person said, I would like your gifts, or I would like to buy your gifts. He said, you and your money go to hell. Because it ain't about nothing on this earth. You can't buy this. God is not for sale. You can't buy him. He created us. Amen. He formed us out of the dust of the ground and blew his breath in us, and we became living souls. My God, I thank you. Come on, the Holy Spirit lives in us. And when he calls us to speak his word, the Bible says in the that the men of old became a new man. They become drunk. Peter said in the book of Acts, we're not drunk. Where as you think, it's only what, the ninth hour? We haven't drinking anything yet. It's the anointing, the glory of God that was resting on their lives as they were speaking in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. In every language around that community, the neighborhood saw them. Isn't that something? At the same time, God spoke and allowed every language to witness, every nationality to witness. He died for the world, and that was an example of him ministering to the nations so they can go back like the woman of well. Come see a man. Amen. I just thank God for the great things he's doing, for the great things he's done, for the great things he's about to do. And the more we read the word, the more we hear the word, the more we stretch our faith in the things of God, the more we glorify God in front of people everywhere we go, he just enlarges our territory. He just raises us up in his timing. All we do is just stay humble and delight ourselves in the Lord. He'll give us the desires of our heart, but our desires of our heart isn't what we want. It's what his will is for our lives. As a deer panted after the water brook, so our souls, our heart, pant after Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank God for today. I mean, just to go into the sanctuary and praise and bless his name, and corporately in the sanctuary, we all get together and sing. We all get together and hear the word. Amen. What? I mean, it's just so awesome just to be there. And the word is so good, you don't want to miss service because you'll miss something. I'm learning to trust and rest in Jesus. No matter what come my way, he's good all the time. I'm learning to launch out into the deep all the more. Amen. The anointing looks good on you. He beautifies us. Amen. Amen. He beautifies us from the inside out. Now the anointing isn't resting on us. He lives in the inside of us, coming out from us. And I thank God for that well. I thank God that runs deep. I thank God for the river of life that flows out of us. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, let the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Whoa, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Amen. That's what God has given me, and I thank God for what he has given me. I appreciate him. And I thank God for this prayer line and Apostle BJ and all the apostles and all the prophets and all the evangelists and all the pastors and teachers. I thank God for the ones that are just listening. Amen. And God has given all of us gifts severally as he wills Just keep pouring into the things of God, and he'll keep raising us up and pouring into us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What I'm going to do now, bless the Lord, is switch up just a little bit, but we're going to have Pastor Bird go ahead and share what the Lord has put in her spirit. We're asking 15 minutes for each. If you finish before then, fine, but it's been rolling on the 15-minute window, so we're blessing the Lord for you. All this is about is how the Lord bless you. It's not prayer time. We're using this to bring a word, and the Lord been blessing and certain ones with certain things. God been blessing and using them a lot of times in prayer and bringing a message to the body. So we're just asking for you to share that he placed in your spirit. Right after that, then we'll have Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. Mother McCormick and Mother Willette, praise the Lord. So the line is open for you, Pastor Bird.
Well, praise the Lord. I didn't get the memo.
Nobody prepared anything. It wasn't everything
you talked
about tonight.
I mean, you know, I just give God praise today, and I honor him, and I give him glory. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is the great I Am, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, and I praise his name forever and ever. God, we thank you for this opportunity to lift you up, God. You said if you be glorified, oh, God, I know that you're going to be among us. So we glorify you tonight, Father God, as we honor you and give you glory. And thank you for using us, hallelujah, that we might strengthen one another. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. There is none like you, none like you, Jesus. No one else can do me like you. We can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like God. And what God put on my spirit, even as I was listening, is the body of Christ. I think that's one of the things that I pray about a lot, because God says in Matthew 16:18-19, he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thy shall bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. And whatsoever thy shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm talking about the body of Christ, that God have given power and authority. And something we need to know, that the one who holds the keys, hallelujah, holds power. The one that can open that gate and close it is the one that have power. And God said, I have given that to my church. I have given that to my body. When we think about keys in general, keys open things and it close things. When you go out to get in your car, you better have a key to get in. And once you get in, the power don't start until you loose something. And if you don't have the keys to turn that motor on, you just barely get back out of the car, because you don't have the power to start it up. So when you put that key in that ignition, it starts up because of the power of the keys. So God is saying that I have given my body power and authority because I have given them the keys to loose and to bind some things. So we got to know that that power that God gave us is for the perfection of the saints. And in order to do that, we got to have power and authority. And we got to know who we are, and we got to properly use the keys. One of the things that sometimes that we don't understand is that we have given our power and authority away. We have given our power and authority to the world. Whatever the world say, we'll go along with it because we think that's all I can do. But there's power in prayer. And you have that power to bind up some stuff and to loosen stuff that God have given to the body of Christ. So we are not without power, but you got to know who you are in order to walk in what God has for you. And what is happening now, church is weak. And the body of Christ is weak is because of what we allow to get in our spirits and what we follow. You know, trend. Everything that the world want to do becomes a trend to us. In that same way, we have bought into, you know, if my neighbor get a new car, I need a new car. If somebody have designer jeans, I need the designer jeans. If somebody is moving in this neighborhood, then I need to be in that neighborhood. We are allowing the world to set trends for the body of Christ. And God has already given us his orders and what he wants us to do. And he's given us power and authority. But we got to pray and know that when we pray that things change, that things shift, and that things move even into another realm when we pray according to the will of God. And we got to know who we are. We're the church. We're his body. We're the ones that he gonna speak through. We're the ones that he gonna work through. And so many things are happening to us because we are not being connected to the source as the body of Christ. We can't let the world tell you how to raise your children. We've given up that power and authority that God has given us. You know, I'm old school. My parents did not care what nobody else said, what nobody else's children was doing. You did what they said. And if you pouted, you didn't let them know because they have the keys. They have the keys. And you recognize their power and authority. And it's that same way in the body of Christ. We got to know that Jesus already paid a price for the body. He already died for us. He already took our sins even in his own body. He already have paid a price that we can't pay so that we can be that church here in the earth, so that we can have fellowship with the Father. And knowing all of that, we still let the world dictate what is right and what is wrong for us. But God said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not be able to come against it, to prevail against it, to take it over. And I'm here to tell you that our church needs to be strong. We need to let the word of God be our strength, not what everybody else is saying or what is popular. We need to let the word of God settle all our arguments. If God said it, I believe it, and that's enough for me. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the trend is. And we have to know that he is the author and finisher of our faith. And I'm not saying, because God give us pastors after his own heart. God give us the preachers and the teachers and the prophets and the evangelists. And he give us all of those people for the perfecting of the church. But he also gave you a set of keys. So if the pastor mess up, that don't mean that you got to stop going to church and I can't pray no more. I ain't going to church no more because the pastor did this. Your eyes was on the wrong thing. You have that same power because you are the church. And they are not your God. So in order for God's church to be the people that God want them to be, we got to keep our eyes on the prize. And that's Jesus Christ. And we got to know that he is the one that built the church. He's that solid rock. He is what the church is founded on. And he will give us shepherds at our own hearts. He will put people in place that will tell us the right thing and tell us what to do and what God is saying. But we have to be in that place where we hear God. And we just don't let all this tickling of the ears that's coming now, especially in these last days, to take our power and authority. People are dying every day because we don't. Now, God has a perfect will. That is, God said it is appointed for each of us one time to die. So when that time comes, we are going to die. But there are a lot of people that's dying too soon because somebody don't know how to use their keys of authority. So we got to stand on God's word. We got to know who we are. We got to call on him in the time of trouble. He said if we seek him, we will find him. He said if we knock on that door shall be open. He even tell us about a neighbor who goes to his neighbor's house and he has company and they don't have enough to feed him, and he go to the neighbor's house for bread. Neighbor is asleep and he don't want to be bothered and he don't want to give him what he's asking for, but he's determined. He's determined. I need some bread for the folk in my house. And he keep knocking and he keep bothering him. And he give him what he needs just to get rid of him. I need to tell you that we got a God that hears us and loves us. And he will not keep any good thing from us. And he wants us to use the keys that he given us. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep seeking. To something happen. Because I'm here to tell you that we serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that is powerful and almighty. We serve a God that cares for us. We serve a God that will deliver us, that will keep us, that will protect us, that will provide for us. We got to know that we are his people and we are his church, we are his body. And we just continue to knock and ask and seek and stand on that word of God and know that he is for us and never against us. We are the body of Christ. We are the people that somebody just might see you as being that church. Somebody might not go to church, but they might see how you live. Because you are the body of Christ, and be changed by the way you live or word that you give them. So let us use the keys that God have given us and know that you are not powerless. You serve Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. All things belong to him. All power and authority belong to him. And he says, I'm handing it off to my church, and I want you to prevail until I come. So I just want to thank you tonight for allowing me just to expound on that a little bit, because that is my pet peeve. I've seen so many things happen in the church. I've seen pastors abuse people because they put that man over God, and that should never be. Because you're not a little ant or a grasshopper. You're not. God has given you power and authority, and God wants you to use it. And you got to know who you are in him, and you follow whoever that is as they follow God. But when they stop, you shouldn't fail because of that. So God bless you. And I thank you that I know there's power on this prayer line. There are folks who know who they are, and they're folk that use those keys. They bind up stuff, and they loose stuff, and they proclaim and declare stuff, and that's what God wants. Thank God for Pastor BJ, who just allow us to come together and to use our gifts that God have given us, and that we can all come together and learn and grow from one another. So God bless you, and thank you, Pastor BJ, for the wisdom and that leadership that God have given you.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Praise God. Thank you. Mother McCormick. Mother McCormick, you there?
Hello?
Yes.
What's over?
Praise the Lord.
Hello?
You can't hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay,
that's
come on. You can go forward.
Okay. I want to make sure because I didn't want to be talking this evening. I'm doing all this talking. Nobody hear me. God bless each and every one on tonight. First, I'm going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come before you this afternoon, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you, Lord, will move self out of the way, Lord God. Use me for your grace and mercy. Use me in a way that you see fit, Lord God, that I open up my mouth. I speak what you want me to say, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I was sitting here thinking, I said, Lord, and I know that we're supposed to have this. I was sitting here thinking, and it came to me, we are in a press. That's what it comes. We are in a press, but move forward with the vision. So I'm always thinking about, I'm always going back to the lady with the issue of blood. I don't know. I'm just always there, and I always want to, talk about her. And so what I was thinking about, it says, because she, this was the woman with the issue of blood, and I know a lot of y'all already read about that, but because I'm not going to read the whole, I'm not going to read it, I'm just going to just go through some of it with my, what I have written down. Because she felt cut off from God. And you know, sometimes as going through your problems in your life, your sickness, sometimes you may feel cut off from you think that the Lord's not healing you. You think that going through things with a doctor, the doctor's saying one thing and another, but it said because she felt cut off from God and from man, and the doctor offered her no hope. You know, it's just like you're going through, you and the doctor just tell you, well, I guess such and such a thing, and I guess you got to do this, and I guess this going to happen. But she felt like she had no hope. But Jesus had came to the town that time. He came to the town, and she believed. She had that belief in her. She had that faith in her that she know that one day, you know, even though you know, when you're going through your sickness or going, and it don't even have to be sickness. It could be going through something else in your life. You could be going through some problems, some other problems. But when she was going through, but she was going through a sickness, and it says she believed that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that hem which was the down. When I thought about this, it was real low. And sometimes, you know, as we're going through a situation in our life or a sickness, sometimes you can't be up there. You can't act high minded. You got to come armor to him down below. You got to come armor. And it may not be in that way, but that's the way the Lord gave it to me. You got to come armor down low where that hem were of the garment, that she would be healed. She when she touched that garment and kind of made me think a little bit as I was reading this word that I had never thought about that you know, a hem, it's got to be something there. It's got to be just folded up. It can't be just a loose or just a wagging hem. It's got to be something folded up. So therefore, when I thought about that situation, I thought about it got to be something in that hem. So it let me know on tonight that the hem of that garment that she, it says the hem of the garment that she would be healed. And so she reached it out. You know, you got to reach out. You just can't be sitting there. You just can't be standing there. You got to be able to reach out. You got to do some action. You got to do something. And she reached out to Jesus in faith. And she didn't just reach out and just reach out. She reached out with some faith. She had some power behind the thing. She had that faith, that faith as a grain of mustard seed. That she knew that it was going to be able to be moved, you know, that Jesus that it was going to happen. It said she reached out to Jesus in faith, and she was rewarded with a divine release of power. That power comes from Jesus. That when she was sick, that power from the Spirit of God and to her life, it came into her life. Now stress could cause all kinds of changes in her body, like emotion, stress. It could cause all kinds of things in her body. The hem is like a sword, you know, like I say, it's a sword where you sew it up at. It's a garment finished material where the edge of a piece of cloth is folded and sewed it to the prevent unravel where so it won't be unraveled of the fabric and to reject the linen of the piece in the garment, such as at the end. Of the sleeve, you know, sometimes your sleeve be that way, you know, when you have your jacket or have your sweater on, or the bottom of the garment. She was a woman of faith. This woman with the issue of blood, she was a woman of faith, and I believe she realized that she did not have to continue to live like that. And as you go through life journey, I thought about this woman. I thought about her. And I can imagine that she had been going through some sickness and going through some sickness for all the 12 years. And I said I know she was getting tired. She was getting tired of it. And then I think she probably sat alone by herself and talked about the way she were, that she was tired of this situation. So it said, I believe she realized that she did not have to continue to live like that. She didn't have to continue to live like that. And sometimes as we go through situations, you ain't got to continue to live like that, because Jesus said with his stripes that you're already healed. So I guess she just said, well, I'm gonna find Jesus. You know, I'm gonna go to this crowd, you know, because there was a whole bunch of people there. And everybody was crowded up around Jesus, crowded up. But she came down low. She came down low and touched that garment. The other ones, they was up high. They probably could have got healed too if they kneeled down. But it was her time. It was her time. And so because Jesus had already paid for it all, and then she probably somewhere, and I'm not saying, she probably somewhere have read about what that word said, and she know that the price was already paid. So if it's already paid for you, why not go ahead and get it? Why not go ahead and take your healing? Go ahead and take it. It's yours. Act on it and take it. And so I was just thinking of that. You know, I was thinking about that as I was sitting here a few minutes ago. And then I thought about the other point where I was reading about it said, but move forward with a vision. And I thought about this point. I thought about when it said move forward with a vision. Let's see my time. I've got 5 minutes, I believe. Move forward with a vision. It said vision keep you moving towards your future. God appoint time for manifestation. Fight for your vision. So you have to fight for your vision. You have to, don't let nobody try to change your mind. When you know God have told you something, when you know God have given you a vision, and don't let nobody try to change your vision, what he have given you, because he is the one that gave it to you. You got to know this for yourself. You got to know, when you hear God speak, you got to know this thing for yourself. And so it says fight for it. You even sometimes, like in Proverbs 29, you got to fight for what you want. You got to fight for your vision. Not so much as you're going to get out there, but in the spiritual realm, as in the word of God, as you get that word and use it or speak that word, you got to fight. You got to fight. You mostly got to fight the enemy, because he's going to try to. He's going to try you anyhow. So you got to fight for this word of God. I mean, you got to fight for this word. He said, he can take your mess and change it. He can take stuff that you might be going through. He can take that stuff and change it. You don't have to keep meditating on this stuff. You got to thank Giver. You need to thank Giver. It's a plant. It's a plant. You got to let go of the past and forget about those things that used to be behind you, and just let it go and drop it. Just leave it there. Those hurt feelings and all these things that have been happening in your life. Forget about all this past stuff and just believe God is able, because he said in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the end. So just trust and rely on him, and he will see you through all the situations that you're going through. So just believe in him. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she wanted a breakthrough, and she kept listening for her word of her breakthrough. When you think about breakthrough, you don't just stay there. You come out of it. Praise God. I hope y'all got something out of that. You come out of your breakthrough.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey. Amen. Thank and praise God. Hallelujah. I do give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I'm in so appreciation of who God is. And let me just say, God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you, hallelujah, for always being by my side. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day that you created. I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you are for us. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, hallelujah, for this time. And special thanks, Heavenly Father, for my youngest granddaughter being baptized on today. I appreciate you. I love you, Father. I thank you for the great and mighty things that you are doing in the earth today. I thank you so much, and I humbly just bow my head to you in reverence to you because of who you are. And I thank you, Lord God, that you chose a vessel such as I, not very much in my eyes, but God, I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you, Lord God. I just love you, Lord God. I appreciate you. I worship you. I honor you. I exalt you. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that a purpose in my heart that in the month of November is the month of Thanksgiving, and therefore I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just want to come before you for just a few moments, praise God, and come from this point of view. There are some things that I know for sure. There are some things that I know for sure. Now, I want you to just put this in your bank because you can read it as you at your leisure. 1 John, the 4th chapter, just write that down, and you can read it at your own leisure. But for the sake of time, praise God, I'm not going to even read it because I know some of you know what that's about. I like to talk about how God loves us and that he is for us. And you can read that from 1 John 4. Like I said, I want to speak with you for just a few moments, praise God. Some things that I know for sure, glory be to God. I believe Oprah wrote a book, maybe she did write a book, and she said some things I know for sure. But these are some things that I know for sure. And I jotted these down, praise God. And one of them says, I know for sure that God is real. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's not a figment of my imagination. He is real because, glory be to God, he manifests himself to me. Hallelujah. When I was just a little girl, and I remember my dad was gone for quite some time, and I missed my dad. Praise God. And I remember remembering that I heard someone say, God answers prayer. So I got on the ground on this little three-room home that we live by a little pond, praise God. And I prayed and said, God, please bring my dad back home. Hallelujah. And then just a day or so, our car drove up back in those days, and my dad got out of the car. And I remember praying, Lord, let him bring some little children for me to play with. And praise God. Now, there were 7 kids, so you know I didn't need that. But my dad got out the car, praise God, and there was no little kids. And when that happened, I ran to the same spot where I had prayed. And I said, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing my dad back home. And I said, Lord, that's okay about the little children, because God had answered my deepest desire, which was to have my father back home. So I thank and praise God. This is something that I know for sure. God is real. Not just that, because he answered my prayer, glory be to God, but I was at church one time in Germany, and nothing really special had happened, but I went out in the spirit. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And there's something important that was taking place, because I was supposed to be the godparent of someone's child, praise God. And I remembered when I went out in the spirit, God revealed himself. And it's like I could see a portion of the body, but the head was so shiny I couldn't see. But I knew I was in the presence of God. So this is something that I know for certain. Nobody has to, praise God, try to convince me otherwise, because he let me know that he is just who he says that he is, that I am that I am. Hallelujah. He is real. Jesus is real, glory be to God. I believe that. Why? Because this is something else that I know for sure, that the word of God is right. And if the scripture teach that Jesus came in the flesh, hallelujah, he was born of a virgin, praise God, his name shall be Emmanuel, glory be to God. I believe that. I believe, praise God. This is something that I know for sure, that the word of God is right, praise God. And all of his works are done and true. God's word is right, so that's a good investment, praise God. I thank and praise God. I pray that the word of God dwell on the inside of us richly. Why? Because when stuff come against you, it's got to come against word, and his word is anointed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And with that authority I hear people talking about, praise God, you can pray the word. It has authority, glory be to God, and God has given you authority, praise God, and when you send that word out, what it says in Isaiah 55:11, his word shall not return back void. Glory be to God. So this is something that I know for sure. God is real, that the word of God is right. Jesus is real. Glory be to God. He is the Son of the living God, the Messiah. He is our soon coming King. Okay? Number three, praise God. This is what I know for sure. That I am born again, I am a born again, baptized believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. How do I know that? Based on God's word, praise God, when I confessed Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and I accepted him as a little girl, praise God, I could give you that experience, but I know my time will run out, so I can't give you all of the experiences. But I accepted Christ as a little girl. I heard the preacher. I had snuck away from home, praise God, went to a revival, praise God, heard the preacher preach, and he said even children can accept Christ is the Savior. And I told my baby brother, he had snuck out with me, and I said, I'm going up there and give the preacher my hand and accept Christ. He said, we're going to get in trouble. You know we're going to get beat. And I did get beat that day, but I had given my life to the Lord. Glory be to God. And he's still working on me. Hello, somebody. Number four, praise God. So what I know, number three, that I am a born-again, baptized believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's imperative for the born-again believer to know. Hallelujah. Because if you don't believe that, hello, somebody, that you're born again, I'm born of God. That's why I like 1 John 4 to talk to you about, hallelujah, whose child you are. Praise God. If you're born of God, hallelujah. You hear God. You hear his word. You agree. I said some time ago, I've learned to be in agreement with what God's word says. Glory be to God. If he said, have faith in God, I have faith, because God put faith down on the inside of me. And everyone have a measure. Oh, he said all you need is a faith that's a grain of a mustard seed. Hello, somebody. You don't have to have too much. Just believe that what he says, he is able to do and will do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So what I say, I am born again. This is something that I know for sure. Question my salvation. What? Number four, that God will do, this is his word, God will do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I love that. This is something that I know for sure, because God has done that time and time in my life. I wish I had time to give you examples. I said, Lord, I thank you for that trip back to the States when I was had to come back and handle some business with my home. Praise God. And I said, Lord, I thank you even for a good seat on the airplane so nobody had be in my way. I thank you for the finances that I'm going to need to settle this situation. He did much more exceeding abundant above all that I could ask or think. Baby, he did that. I wish I had time to tell you. Number five, praise God. Hallelujah. This is something that I know for sure, that God loves us and he is for us. How do I know that? He was willing to give his only begotten son. He let his only begotten son lay his life down. Now, there's not too many people going to do that. Hello. Even if you were worthy of something like that, not too many people going to do that. But God was willing, hallelujah, to have a plan of salvation for all those that are willing to hear the word, believe the word, and come to Christ. Praise God. That's how I know God loves us and he is for us. And when you begin to read in 1 John 4, you're going to see, hallelujah, how God is. He loves us because he is a God. He is love, praise God. And he is for us. And Romans says, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Glory be to God. These are just a few things that I know for sure. God loves us and he is for us. Number six, that God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, he's good. He's good all the time. In spite of what you see, in spite of what's going on, hallelujah, I heard people talk about knowing who you are. Hello, somebody. And to trust God and to have faith in God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hide the word of God in your heart, glory be to God. I heard people talk about that. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is so good, Hallelujah. He will perfect that which concerns you. And he's watching over you while you slumber and sleep, and he does not. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. God is good, and he's good all the time. That's something that I know for sure. And when I started out, I praise God. I think I thought of a song. I'm not going to sing it. And the song was said, God has always been by my side. When I look back over my life, even as a little girl, God has always been by my side. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Something that I know for sure. Hallelujah. This I do know. I know for certain that I have eternal life and that I'm going to go to heaven when I transition. Hello, somebody. That's a question that I used to ask people when I used to do street ministry. I used to ask the question, my favorite question, do you know for certain that you have eternal life and that you're going to go to heaven when you die? Praise God. And I would share with them, well, you know what? If you have surrendered your life to Christ, you can know today that you have eternal life and that you're going to go to heaven when you die. A lot of people don't know how to answer that question. I've had people that sit in the pulpit, preachers, hello, somebody. I was visiting a church back home one time, and one person responded to that question. He was a preacher. And he said, don't nobody know that. I beg to differ. The word of God says, these things I have written that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John, praise God, the 5th chapter, read it. Praise God, hallelujah. So this is something that I do know for certain, that I have eternal life and that I'm going to go to heaven when I die. Hallelujah. And it makes all the difference. When you know that for certain, praise God, hallelujah, you don't, your lifestyle, it lines up with what you believe to be true. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you know for certain that you have eternal life, you're not going to live a life that the way the world lives. You're not going to do things that straddle the fence. You're not going to do all kind of stuff that's going to impede people's progress from getting to God, but you're going to live a life, praise God, according to what the Word of God says. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you've got strength on the inside of you. You got help on the inside of you, and if you don't take advantage of him, you're going to miss out on some mighty blessings that belong to the born-again believer in Christ Jesus. Some things that I know for sure. Praise God, I'm nearly about finished, praise God, because I know my time probably nearly about up, that God is real. Jesus is real, glory be to God. He is the Son of the living God, praise God. Number two, that the Word of God is right. All of God's works are done in truth. Number three, that I am born again, baptized believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Number four, that God will do exceeding abundant. You can pray to God believing, and you watch, won't God go beyond what you ask or think. Hello, somebody. Number five, God loves us. This is something that I know for sure. Hallelujah. So many things that could have happened to you did not, because God loves you. Hallelujah. And praise God, because you're prayer warriors and you're interceding for others. Glory be to God. Some people are still here because of your prayers. God loves us, hallelujah, and he is for us. Number six, that God is good. Yes, he is all the time, in spite of what you see. Why? Because we have victory. We're on the winning team, glory be to God. Jesus has gotten us the victory. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. God, you are so good. You are a good shepherd. You've met all of our needs. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Glory be to God. God, you are so good. Number seven, this I know for certain, that I have eternal life. Hallelujah. And that I'm going to go to heaven when I die. It makes all the difference in the world. Praise God. Because then your life lines up with what you believe. Praise God. So now I just want to say, God, I thank you. I thank you. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for all that you've done, not just for me, but for all of us. I thank you, Lord God, for the souls that will be saved because we're going to line up, hallelujah, with who we are in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, we are light and we are salt, hallelujah, glory be to God. We are your, hallelujah, authorized agents in the earth, glory be to God, hallelujah. We praise God, we have been deputized by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we're armed, hallelujah, glory be to God, and dangerous to the darkness of the world. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Not bragging on ourselves, but your, and I thank you, Father God, for your presence, glory be to God. I don't want to go anywhere without your presence. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for our help, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of your promises, the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for perfecting that which concerns each of us. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. I appreciate you. Hallelujah, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless the name of the Most High God. He is worthy of all the praise. I'm telling you what I've heard thus far. Couldn't be nobody but Jesus. Glory to God. Blessing us to be able to hear tonight what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Bless the Lord. I knocked myself off the line. I know y'all can hear me, but I got to pull it back up again so I can see his name there before I get ready to say glory to God what the Lord has. Well, he has to drop it hard off the press because I've been just with you all because I have been definitely taking notes of all the blessed word that came from and such an anointing. Praise you, Jesus. So I'm going to have to pull us back up again. So I can see who's online. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, get back to studio. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that's everyone for tonight thus far. Well, praise God. Bless the Lord. I'm taking notes so much. Bless the Lord. I didn't even get time to think about because it was supposed to be out off the plant. Nobody's studying, just hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But I will do just as you all are doing. You often hear me say, praise the Lord, about relationship. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we thank you for the powerful anointing of the word that's come out of the reservoir of these servants that you have ordained to speak thus, said the Lord tonight. We thank God. And, Father, we bless you and honor you and pray, God, to you. Let whatever the need come out of my spirit be spoken in Jesus' name that will glorify you. Well, praise God. We always talk about having a relationship with the Lord and how that is so vital in this walk in Christ because we can't live a life pleasing in the sight of God if we're just living in our flesh. One minute we are serving the Lord and one minute we are serving, our flesh. The Bible says, as you often hear, that we can't serve two masters. We can only serve one and love him and hate the other. And glory to God, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And a lot of times, glory, I don't know if people thinking the Ten Commandments, which that is not possible, upset the Lord Jesus Christ. But there are so many things that whatever God tells us to command us to do, that's what we need to be tuned into however he speaks to our heart. We know what the Ten Commandments say, or if not, we can look it up always in the Word, but there's things that the Spirit of the Lord lead us to do, and many times, glory to God, we don't follow through. We can't do it in half-heartedly or halfway in the name of Jesus. We can't do it on our time, on our terms, when we feel like it. He said the Spirit of the Lord blesses us, that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So if he's telling me to do something today, I can't do it tomorrow or when it's convenient to me because by that time so many things can be plotted and planned and schemes from the enemy that can off-kilter or either something else God could have been and use another servant because you were disobedient and you go to do something and come to find out you make you bring hardship because whatever transpired at that time, glory, so many things could have occurred by the time glory to God, you decide to speak. So, or either that person's life could have been lost or so many other things could have been occurred. So we got to be in a place that we have a relationship with the Lord, that I'm willing and obedient to eat the good of the land by being obedient to that he says. He said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying, praise the Lord. We got to get to a place that we are anchored down in the Lord, praise God. We got to be, glory to God, as born-again believers, praise God, we got to be in a place, glory to God, that our anchor must be firm, and we must be, glory to God, true to whatever the scripture is saying, being faithful, being prayerful, being devoted, being firmly, glory to God, anchored in the faith of God, and so forth. We cannot be in a position, glory to God, to whatever goes on. If we are frustrated, agitated, aggravated, we cannot, glory to God, please God, doing what we want to do, when we want to do, or responding how we want to. He said, even if your enemies, glory to God, hunger, you know, you give them food. If he thirsts, give him water. We don't even do that, glory to God, with the born-again believers. That is our brothers and sisters in Christ. We don't treat them as we should. We are so in discourse or so in being busybodies or having other kind of things that are contrary to the will of the Lord. But still yet, we are talking about, glory to God, that relationship. And it can't be, as I said, on our terms. Now, I keep up with my own time. Praise God, somebody. I might have to open the line and tell somebody, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for me. Praise God. But anyway, bless the Lord. I'll leave Brother Black. I can hear his voice a little heavy. So if I get past, so she just finished it. Oh, Lord. Mine should be 8:45, I think. I think that's right. But anyway, in the meantime, and so forth, so Brother Black, you can just say praise the Lord. Then we also must make sure and so forth like this, the work that we do, we're doing it as unto the Lord. We cannot be in a place, glory to God, teasing the flesh or feeling, glory to God, favorable toward people. God is not a God and so forth like that. He show favoritism, and he's not slack concerning his promises as man counts slackness. And we got to learn in this walk with the Lord. We talk about waiting on the Lord all the time, because how in the world we say we have faith in the Lord to do his will and to trust him to get us through whatever circumstance or situation in life, and really believe that Romans 8:28, that he's going to work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose, when we can't, glory to God, stay still long enough, glory to God, for him to work. It's not always going to be done in an hour or a week or a month, glory to God, and even sometimes a year. We just have to know, glory to God, I'm going to trust you no matter what goes on. I'm going to trust you when I can't trust you. No matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what my circumstances are dictating to me, am I going to wait and trust you through this, that relationship, keeping a prayer life, keeping that word stirred up in our insides, glory to God, seeking out his face, letting him talk to us, and not as always, gimme, 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 you know this, that, and the other, and oh, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, and the devil, always talking about the devil. You give, glory to God, more worship to the devil than we do glorifying the Lord, because we're all talking about the devil. We are not going to be exempt from the things, glory to God, some of the things that go in the world, but we don't have to go through everything that the world goes through. We're in the world, but not of the world. We're foreigners here on this journey in this land, but in the meantime, we got to use the power and authority that God has given us, hallelujah, for walking in faith. But if we don't have no relationship, we don't have those keys that the other sister talked about too as well, glory to God, to unlock some things and to lock and to bind and to loose in the name of Jesus, and to know, glory to God, and assure who we are in the name of Jesus, and know, glory to God, that we can speak the word for our healing and our deliverance, that we can go, glory to God, to the throne of grace to obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. We can be like, glory to God, that ones that pursue him in faith regardless of the opposition. That's that relationship, the no, glory to God. We got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might with the whole armor of God on. Glory to God, seeking out his face, looking to the hills, what's coming down here, not crying about what's going on and murmuring about what's going on. Yeah, there are going to be some times we're going to need some reinforcement, some prayer and agreement with someone else. But every time you turn around, something wrong with you, something's going on, or the same old thing, year after year or month after month, this, that, and this person did this. The devil undid that, and I can't get this. I can't get, and I don't think I'll never do this. So what kind of God are you serving? Where is your faith? We got to stand over to God and believe God even through the pain and the rain and the thunder and the lightning and all kinds of things over to God looking like we're being shipwrecked. But stay on the ship. And even if it's broken pieces to get on the other side, if God said it, we're going to make it to the other side. It may not be the way that we think, but if he said it, it's settled. Now, whether we're going to believe it or not, and we done grown past that mustard seed faith we ought to if we'd have been saved 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And we still, some of us sucking on the tips and still got boo-boo glory to God over the same thing. Oh, my God, relationship. Glory to God. Do we trust him? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all that heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. We got to be speaking life. Speak those things that are not as though they were. He said we are snared by the words that we go that we say. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Only thing we ought to be speaking a death to is the death of the things of the devil and the plots and plans and schemes that he has and taking authority over him in those areas in the name of Jesus. Our glory, Ephesians 4:14, we must no longer be children tossed to and fro and bow and blown down. I'm looking over at something I just saw in my little book. Blown about by every wind and doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitfulness and schemes. It is a powerful image that reminds Christians of the importance of being well anchored in our genuine faith. And I just glanced at a little book here of some notes I had from a long time ago. I just happened to have it right here laying and just happened to look down and saw that. And the thing about it, too, if we're going to be really anchored down in the Lord and really have a relationship and we really trust God that he's going to work all things together for the good and for those that love him and call according to his purpose, and that we believe Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans you have for me, they're for good and not for evil, to give me that expected end to bless and to prosper me. And if I really believe, glory to God, that the God that I serve, glory to God, is greater than he that's after me, that he's in me, that's after, the greater is he on the inside of me than he that's after me, that I'll be able to stand and that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, and he'll supply my, building our relationship up to know, glory to God, when those weapons come, they may come and they may be formed, but they're not going to prosper and accomplish everything that the enemy meant to do. Even sometimes, even when an incident or accident happened, glory to God, what the enemy wanted to be, he wanted real destruction. He really wanted death or whatever, but God will bless and we'll come through that thing and so forth. Might be some pain, some ache, but what he really meant to do, oh, it's a testimony of the glory of God that what could have did not take place. And even through things, glory to God, got a block and that was planned to take place that didn't take place. God is such an awesome and phenomenal God. And that relationship, and glory to God, many times he'll answer before we even call. When we have that kind of relationship with him and we have the desires of our heart, when we delight in him, it's a key to the thing. It's not just delighting. Some people want to take half the scripture, and when I delight in that, just like some man said one time, he was, oh, God giving me the desires of my heart. And, oh, yeah, and he wanted this other man's wife. God is not in an awful confusion. He's not the blood of Jesus. God is all about, the word says delight. How are you going to cut that off? He's delight in the Lord. The Lord's will will become your will, and you're not going to want anything that's contrary to the will of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. It's so many things to cover. Glory to God. Talking about the relationship, the prayer time, the trusting, the resting, the waiting, whatever. Glory to God. There's going to be difficult times. He said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them out of them all. Praise God. When you are sent by God to a place seems mundane, glory to God, because sometimes God can send us a place. We got to trust God, so no matter what he say, do whatever he say, go. Like he told Abraham, glory to God, come out from among your kindred. Oh, my God, we got the Holy Spirit. He just had, glory to God, the anointing upon him, what God was saying being left. We have him on the inside, and God can tell us to go to a place. You can't even get you to go across the street sometimes or go across town or just cross the county lines or either, glory to God, state lines to do something. You got to go and have a fast, and you got to check with this one. You got to see if you get a prophecy and all that. Some people to turn back around, they have a relationship, but they have a struggle just being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. How can you really have a relationship with God and you cannot submit to just being obedient to his command? If he sent us to a place and it seemed dry, he sent us there. He got a plan. Didn't he go over to God, allow, Elijah? By the brook and whatever, and he had the raven feed, and that's a dirty bird. And he fed him there. He turned back around, and there was a water there, and then it dried up, and then whatever. But God had a plan in the whole thing. Just like when Paul and Silas got
got beaten and sent to jail and whatever. This soothsayer, whatever, like this behind him, however this woman of divination was behind him making all this noise. So he just shut her down. And, okay, that's the livelihood of the others. And they just got mad and beat them. Just, and they didn't go nothing but praising and glorifying the Lord, singing praises unto the Lord and praying. They didn't go murmuring and complaining about Paul. Why in the world you couldn't wait till we crossed state lines? Why couldn't you just, why did you have to do it right now? We could have ignored her and paid her no attention, da-da-da-da-da-da. None of that foolishness. They all went on it and go over to God, got whipped, beaten, and went into jail. And then, glory to God, God had a plan. God's plan was, glory to God, that jailer in his household, showing the power of his anointing. The whole jail rock, a jailhouse rock. All cells was open. They could have ran out like rats. But nevertheless, everybody was still in place because the jailer was going to kill himself. But in the meantime, got one more minute. He won't kill himself. And nevertheless, God has plans in our lives that is so phenomenal. Glory to God. Things that we go through, all the things that Joseph went through, from the glory to God, from thrown in the pit, glory to God, going glory to God and put glory to God in all the way from back to the jail to the palace and back from the palace because somebody lied on him. Oh, Lord. And then from that point, was no bitterness in him and became, glory to God, the second in command, the greatest rule, and was able to save Egypt and his family. God, we have some things that we happen in life, and we look back, and if God hadn't allowed such and such to happen, we wouldn't even be in some of the places that we are now, standing on his word, standing under the anointing. There's so much else to talk about with the goodness of the Lord, but we give God glory. We got to think about when we say we have that relationship, not saying that we're not going to have problems or situations, circumstances. He said many of the afflictions, but I deliver out. There will be trials and tribulations, but you say you deliver us out of them all. So we bless you for your word, and we learn to be anchored in you and learning glory to God daily how to get in your word and let your word get in us and work some things out of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus. I bless the Lord tonight for what my ears have heard. Of course, mine was a power. My mouth had to be packed in. Double. Oh. Glory to God. We poured all ours down in, glory to God, and that would probably could have been two messages, or message and a half. Bless the Lord. I praise God for you warriors here on the line. I did not see Pastor Sims, so we're not there. And I didn't see Minister Brenda, so we have this time that we're going to use of our last 7 minutes. Praise the Lord for one or two prayer requests because we have prayer tomorrow night. And I just want to thank God, glory to God, for each one of you submitting and being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord tonight and thanking God, glory to God. And just remember, no matter what dry place you're in, know that God is there with you. And if he sent you there, he got a plan and he's going to manifest. And he is the kind of God that will prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. And he said in his word that he is our shepherd. Glory to God, and even Deuteronomy 28. So say glory to God, we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And if the enemy comes in one way, he'll cause him to flee seven. But I bless the Lord just to know that he'll work things for our good. And he has a way of just manifesting himself in such a way that only he can get the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. He's just looking for somebody he can use to pour out his anointing in and through. So at this time, praise God, if there is a prayer request, we're going to take one or two of those. And remember, we have prayer tomorrow night. And I want to make sure that we get this this announcement into also for Divine Connection Revival, which will start in December the 6th through the 12th. Glory to God. And our theme is, what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus? Bless the Lord. And Monday night will be Apostle Terry. Terry, she'll have portrayal. Elder Bernita Moultrie on Tuesday night will have, is Jesus Christ Lord in your life, or is he just the Christ of the crisis? Wednesday will be Prophetess Martha Moore, Can You Stand to Be Blessed? And then on Thursday night will be Pastor Carol Carol Alexander talking about repentance. Friday will be Prophetess Lillian Bird about endurance. This is another piece that's going to these, but I'm just doing it short. Pastor, on Saturday night, Pastor Betty Pugh will lead me, God, speak, Lord. On Sunday will be Minister Robert Black, worship and praise. Who's getting it? Jesus or you or this flesh, the flesh man. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. I want to ask, let's see, I saw a number on here. Oh, probably dropped off already. Oh, praise the Lord. Yep, that number is gone. There's one I was thinking about was on here. I was going to ask if she wanted to say anything. Praise the Lord, but she's already gone. But in the meantime, bless the Lord, all the lines are open. They've been open ever since I finished my message. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Is anything from the prophet? If it's not, and no requests, we're going to just prepare, get ourselves ready for service tomorrow. But I'm truly, truly just elated by the anointing and what my ears have heard this night. Anything from the prophet or...
I don't have anything to say, but just I've been blessed and praise God. Thank God for your obedience. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. We give glory. Praise God. Anybody else with a remark or anything else that we or something you need to say before we get ready to close? Because I tell you, I certainly have been blessed and thank God for all of you being so tuned into the Spirit. I tell you, that lets you know when you're spending time with God. So that means if he gives moments, notes to say something to somebody you need to witness to or talk to or something God wants you to do or a request would come in, glory to God for you to be in a place to say something to glorify the Lord. Thank God. Having that relationship that is there, like you don't have to pump up and look for nothing. It just comes up out of the Spirit. Just pops. Just come up like that wells of living water. That's what spending time with God means. And when you stand on it and the manifestation come in these prayers and we hear all these praise reports, that's let you know, glory to God, God is blessed. Because anybody is not going to be out there, glory to God, and saying they got this because you got a gift. Well, do you have it with the anointing? The anointing is the one that's going to start a yoke because it'll work for a little while where people will be anointed. But after a while, you're going to be able to check and see in that vessel whether that is an anointing or you just walking on a gift. Because people that's not saved, get called to come without repentance. We don't go there, but we'll leave that one alone. But thank God again for you all tonight. I'm really, truly blessed by you are just yielding to the Spirit of the Lord. And keep this revival in prayer. Praise God. It's not just another time we come before the Lord. You all have been, we're almost 3-6 years after a while, a few months. Well, still several months, not quite there yet. Whether it's April or May, I got to check it again. But anyway. We thank God, glory to God. So I believe, God, that what he said about this, even though it seemed to be a short time, but he said go forward, and he had everybody to say yes. And these pastors and ministers and glory to God prophets, we thank God for them as we have in time past. So keep them lifted up before the Lord. Keep the ministry lifted up. Keep this, glory to God, covered, glory to God, as we continue to pray through the holidays with all this stuff that's going on and these people against suicide and against those ones, glory to God, with genocide and all this other murder and all this foolishness, people, glory to God, because of the holiday and then some things that enemy just plotting and planning for stuff that we're hearing about these vineyards and, you know, different things that people are doing and, oh, my God, following after the enemy, but he'll set the stage and put you in a good mood to go to hell. But we got to pray like never before and pray that we don't get caught up in the hype of what people are doing or not doing and make sure that what we're saying that is going to glorify the Lord and even who we're praying for or praying against things that are going on that we would all be to the glory of God and not just our feelings, emotions, and opinions because we got to be about the kingdom business. So we got to be even watchful more about the power of the words that come out of our mouths as well in the name of Jesus. He's going to do greater things through us, but we got to be prepared for, glory to God, the next move of God and the shift. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I guess that covers it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we love you. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Let's give God another praise offering tonight, everybody.
Hallelujah.
When we think of his goodness and what he's done and what he's going to do, greater things. So let's give him praise and honor for all his great and mighty acts. Give thanksgiving, hallelujah. Glory to God. When we want blessings from him, we don't have no problem about seeking his faithful. Let's give him honor and glory in advance. Hallelujah for greater things yet to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your vessel.
Thank
you, Lord, for this breath of breathe. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for being a part of the kingdom. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the armor.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for working things out, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, glory to God, for you are very present help in the time. So you are refuge, our strong tower, our high tower. All you are in the glory to God. All that we are, that I am tonight. God, thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your holy name.
Thank you.
We bless you and honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hello.